Lila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kalmish Ben Avila Melech. Erevin Perak Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Misho Shehotziu Ovde Kechav Mo Ruach Ra. Person that was taken out of his tchum by non-Jews or by Ruach Ra. The Rav explains he had a shade that went into him, so he lost his das. Ein lo ela arba amas. So he only has four amas. Anytime a person is outside of his tchum, he always only has four amas. We're going to see the source of the four amas that he does have. Why does he even have four amas? But a person always has dalat amas that he can walk in on Shabbos, even if he's outside his tchum. Hichziru, but if they returned him to his tchum, ki'ilu lo yatsa, it's as if he never left. So they returned him back to his city, it's as if he never left the city, and he still has the same 2,000 amas he would have had he not been taken out or b'shogeg been in a different place. Holichu li'ira acheres, however, if they took him to a different city altogether. So now, the city, it's mukuf mechitzos, so it's surrounded by mechitzos, or nisanu bedir o besar, or they put him into a deer for the animals, or sahar, which we said, the place they used to normally store wood, or actually was a jail, like the Rav said in the previous Mishnayos. These places weren't normally always used to live in, but they have some type of dira properties, and it was surrounded. And now he's put in such a place. So normally a person can carry that whole place. Forget about Dalat Amos. When you're in an area that's surrounded by a mechitza, you're allowed to carry throughout that whole area. It's considered one reshus. Even the Gabi Tchumen, you're allowed to carry throughout the whole area, just like you're allowed to carry with Gabi Tchumen within the same city that you're shavas in. But this guy is out of his tchum. They took him out of his tchum, and they put him into another city. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ermim. Mahalachas Kula. So even though you're outside of your tchum, you can walk within this whole city. Since it's enclosed, we treat it like Dalat Amos. Now, the question is what if you went there b'mezid? So that's Rabbi Kivager brings. It's machlokas we've shown him. Tosis holds, we treat it the same. You also can walk dalat amas. Even if it's b'mezid, you still can walk throughout that whole city. The Rambam and the Ramban, they both disagree, and they say it would be usur. You would only have dalat amas if it's b'mezid. But in this case, in the Mishnah, the guy ended up there b'shogeg. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Amrim, Ein lo ela arbamas. So Rabbi Yeshua and Kiva disagreed, and they say that even in a case of shogeg, he only has dalat amas. The Rab brings two reasons. Number one is because since he didn't encamp in the walls, in the area of the mechitzas before Shabbos, he was only put there after Shabbos, it doesn't count. Or the second reason given, which the Rambam brings in the shame of the Rabbosai, is because they made a gzera of a deer in a sahar to a bikka. A bikka is just an open area, and there's no mechitza around it. And because people would interchange it, and that you for sure are not allowed to walk throughout a whole bikka because it's not surrounded by a mechitza. Therefore, they made a gzera, and they asered this too. And Taisi Sentuf says, it's lav dafka this, everything would be aser, even going to another city would be aser, the same gzera would apply, according to Bishun Rabbi Akiva. Maisa shebo mi parndesin, there's a maisa that they came from a place called parndesin, v'hifliga sfinasim bayam, and the ship set out to the sea. Hifliga is when it leaves like the harbor area and goes in the middle of the sea. That's the lashon the Rav explains. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hilchu eskula, they walked about the whole ship. Because that's their sheet that the Rav explains. Because it's similar to a person that goes out of his tchum and he's put into an enclosed area. Because the ship is out of the tchum and it's an enclosed area. So they're allowed to walk throughout the whole enclosed area. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva lo yizozim yarba amas. However, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva on the boat itself would not walk past four amas. Sharotzu lahachmir al atzman. Because they wanted to be machmir on themselves. So this is a chumrah because really, even according to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, in this case, even though they normally hold it, if a person's put into a deer or a sar outside of the tchum, so he's not allowed. In this case, in a sfina, he would be allowed to. Why? Because since the sfina is constantly moving, everybody agrees that you always have dalat amas. So if I'm always moving, even if it's on the boat is moving, your four amas is constantly changing. Therefore, wherever you're walking, you're always walking in your own four amas. So even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva would both agree that you can keep walking because your four amas are always moving. This is the way Rashi explains. So why were they machmir? So the reason they're machmir is because, like the Gemara explains, they're afraid that the boat would stop. And when the boat stops, then it becomes like you're put into a dir asar and you have your dalat amas. And then if you would walk beyond your dalat amas, that would be a problem. So they were afraid that maybe it would stop. That's why they were machmir on themselves, but really, mi'ikar din, since the boat was always moving, they would have been really technically allowed to walk throughout the whole thing. Now, if the boat did stop, though, it sounds like, according to this, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua would both hold that it's a problem. Weren't you shavas ba'avir mechitzas? Didn't they embark before Shabbos? They were for sure inside of the walls of the boat. The Rabbi Kiva brings Tosis that they obviously held, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, that the walls of a boat are not really considered a mechitza. And they're only there to stop the water from coming in. And that's why if the boat would have stopped, it would have been a problem. The Rav actually says a second shot that goes against this and says, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, Meikar Din held that the walls were a good mechitza, and that's why it's just a chumrah.